For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
The texter on here trying to ban Tyler Milner from Astros games. Can't do that. He's only banned from seeing the Texans, if I'm not mistaken. You can't ban him from everything. He had one bad bet yesterday, man. Guy's been pretty good at prop bets. A lot of people made a lot of money off of Tyler Milner's picks. Lay off. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Here was D'Amico Ryans on Monday talking about how excited he is about having Stephon Diggs on his football team.
Yeah, really excited about adding Stephon to our team. I mean, you talk about his influence. It's not just his influence on the receivers. It's just his influence on our entire team. Like, his competitive spirit, what he brings each and every day, like, it lights the fire in our entire team. So I'm very pleased with what he's done, the energy that he brings, and I'm excited to see him go do it in a regular season. But he's been a leader for us since the day he stepped on the field, and I'm very excited to see him continue to grow, continue to see him build, you know, even better chemistry with his teammates.
Okay, I mean, the proof will be in how it plays out. So far, so good. We've had, to my knowledge, Seth, zero glitches with the Stephon thing, other than the visual that got a lot of people, likely in Buffalo and Minnesota, to point at the screen and go, see, look at how angry he is at C.J. Stroud. When in fact, I think it was just how the two of them communicate with each other. I don't think there was any anger.
Yeah,
going
that's
on at
all. That's just it didn't look any different than how they communicate in practice.
Right.
And like, you know what,
right.
Stephon, he mimes and shows the routes a lot and shows coverage and everything. And I think people interpreted that as somehow him emphatically arguing his point or something. It was weird. Weird but understandable, I guess. You know, you watch it with your own filter and whatever preconceptions you have going into it. So people saw that and wanted to react to it a certain way. It looked exactly the same way that those guys talk out in practice about things. So a lot of it's just baffling to me on both sides of it. Stephon Diggs was fine in Buffalo for the first couple years. There was never a hint of trouble or what have you. There just wasn't. And then around about the playoffs 2 years ago, that's when he had a sideline eruption. There was some stuff on social media in the offseason. But we shouldn't be surprised, nor should Buffalo fans be skeptical, that Stephon Diggs is getting along just fine with his teammates. Because right. Buffalo fans were bragging about how great the relationship was between Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen for over 2 years up there. So, this is honestly, I think, what most people should have expected that you were going to hear about Stephon Diggs. That he works his butt off. People up in Buffalo still say he works his butt off. However you want to paint him based on missteps, I would say I don't think he's handled his social media stuff all that well over the last couple years. I think that I would, no matter what the root cause of whatever disagreements there were up in Buffalo, I don't think Stephon Diggs handled that part of it well. But it's not our issue right now.
Right. Here was Michael Irvin yesterday on FS1. Hall of Fame wide receiver for the Cowboys, as we know, He is very bullish about the idea of Stephon Diggs as a Houston Texan and talks about the big reason he thought Diggs may have dropped off in 2023.
You guys, when he said the energy he brings is not just great for the offense, it's great for the whole football team. He's saying we brought him in here to show our young guys how to prepare, how to get ready. And Diggs has always been like this. I got a chance to spend some time with him in Miami, and he is a leader. He wants that role. Mm-hmm. He wants that role. Now, the great thing is, here is, this is the right place for him for right now. We know how he started in Minnesota with Kirk Cousins. We know how he started in Buffalo. He had an incredible start in Buffalo. I mean, putting up 100 reception seasons all every year, you know, but fell off last year. 1 to 12, weeks 1 to 12, he had 121 targets. 13, 18, only 39 targets. Keith, you know how hot you would have been if that change happened on that football team when you were on that football team? 121 targets from weeks 1 to 12?
We wouldn't have got there.
It wouldn't have gotten that bad. Because
we're going to address that immediately.
That's a huge drop off.
Okay, that other voice you heard, I should have laid that out at the end, was Keyshawn Johnson. So Key, who he's talking to, is Keyshawn Johnson. Yeah, who himself... I mean, he had a book called Give Me the Damn Ball. Like, Key would not have handled the Diggs situation well last year.
He would insult his current teammates at the time, you know, for the sake of making a point. It was, he was not. Keyshawn Johnson was an extreme version of, like, some of the bad behavior by wide receivers.
Yeah.
This is one of the part that makes me uncomfortable with Stephon Diggs, though, too. It's when people will frame it as, like, he just really, really wants to win. That's all. Like, as if the only way to want to win is to have eruptions and sideline explosions. There's plenty of people who really, really, really want to win who don't necessarily go about it the same way. So I do think Stephon Diggs could handle the discord better at times, but it's a moot point if the underlying issues aren't there. And I do think that, man, like, Sean McDermott, I don't think is wired the same way as D'Amico Ryans. I think Sean McDermott is limited in some ways in the way he handles his players and just the culture he's created up there. And not to excuse, again, any of the way that Stephon Diggs has acted on social media or anything, but I think the biggest mistake people are making, because we don't, like, it's all soap opera stuff with that. You know, like, nobody knows that he said, she said, et cetera. On the actual football side of things, the biggest mistake that people continually make is looking at the box score and thinking that tells the picture of Stephon Diggs' drop-off last year. It was very much tied to Joe Brady making a change in the offense that ultimately I think was good for Josh Allen in terms of turning him into a more complete quarterback. They were trying to take the security. They were trying to take his blankie away. You know, like he was just like we saw with Deshaun Watson as a young quarterback, just like you see so many times with other quarterbacks around the league. They grow dependent on forcing the ball to the number one guy. Josh Allen was sticking with the reads with Stephon Diggs way too much for the first part of that season, and they had to fix it. So the collateral damage was that there were also times where Josh Allen really should have thrown the ball to Stephon Diggs, but he didn't, because he was just kind of like consciously trying to be better about spreading the ball around. And that's, I think, what got probably really frustrating for Stephon Diggs, was that it did. It was just kind of janky, even though it was better for the overall good. It just didn't feel like it was right. So should he have responded to it differently or something? I don't know. But I don't foresee that being an issue because CJ Stroud is already operating at a higher mental level as a quarterback as Josh Allen was last year.
Yeah.
And he's a more polished quarterback mentally than Josh Allen was with Stephon Diggs.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I think the thing that would... I'm with you. I'm really optimistic about the Diggs thing just based on what we've seen out at camp, how he's looked as a player, how he seems to be getting along with his teammates. The short-term nature of the relationship right now, too, I think, is like this isn't anything that my guess is this isn't a marriage that's going to go 3 or 4 years. I think it could be a one and done. We'll see. I think he's going to be really good for this team this year. I think the one thing that would concern me is that the agitating by Diggs that led to him getting traded, that led to his dissatisfaction, was taking place amidst a run at the end of the year where they went 6-1 down the stretch. They were like doing was winning football games. I know you were talking about the effect on Josh Allen, and that's all true as well. But they were actually, and the only loss they had was an overtime loss to the Eagles. So they were, you know, they were a field goal away from being 7-0 down the stretch with whatever Joe Brady was doing. And it goes back to what you and I were talking about before, Seth, with Bobby Slowick and CJ Stroud, where maybe those two butted heads a little bit behind the scenes over what CJ wanted to do and what Bobby wanted to do. Maybe I'm overstating it, but they probably had disagreements at times. But it is always in the spirit of trying to win football games. You know, Stephon's agitating and he's gesticulating on the sidelines and whatnot, and you're in the middle of a run where you're going 6-1 down the stretch to make a playoff run. It's awfully hard to take him seriously from that standpoint. You know,
well, and I think the problem is that he was still a part of the offense improving in the way that it did because of the gravity he has in attracting coverage. So they were using him. They were using him as a decoy a lot lot of ways. They're using him on shorter routes or mid-range stuff. And the overall effect was, that you're able to take advantage of other guys who are undercovered or who weren't as good as Stephon Diggs because they were spreading the ball around more. You're right. The optics of it don't look good. And then especially Diggs had some drops where they just weren't drops. I think it was in the Pittsburgh game where, you know, Josh Allen threw a nice ball and then Stephon Diggs turns around and does the little miming of like, saying that the ball, it was a little bit off.
Yeah.
Like, all right, well, you should have caught the ball.
You're a pro bowler.
That's where he really started to wear out his welcome with that. Then he had the big drop in the Chiefs game. That's where it got ugly at the end.
Yep.
So I don't think the difference between potential issues with the Texans versus in Buffalo is that in Houston, if there's a game in which he's not targeted heavily, it's unlikely to be because he's unlikely to be frustrated on the basis of nobody else being open.
Yeah.
I think if he's not targeted as much as other guys, it's going to make sense because that's just flat out the way it's going to be in some games when you have that many good wide receivers on the field. There's going to be where it made a lot of sense to go to Tank Dell. There's going to be times where it made a lot of sense to go to Nico Collins. Not like in Buffalo where there were times where, Diggs was wide open downfield, and you chose to force it into double coverage to a tight end. That's weird.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you laid it out that way, because when you were saying earlier, like, he was frustrated being used as a decoy, I'm like, there's going to be a lot of games this season where he gets used as a decoy. But, it's not the kick in the junk getting used as a decoy for Josh Allen to force it into double coverage to, you know, whoever, Gabe Davis or whoever it is, you know, versus a wide-open Tank Dell or a wide-open Nico Collins. That makes sense. Let's see here. Darius Slay is nervous about crime in Brazil, but he lives in Philadelphia. That's curious. Brent in the Heights. Yeah, we pointed that out earlier. Somebody points out on the text page, and if you missed it, we're talking about the Eagles Some players are reportedly nervous about going to Brazil to play this game on Friday. Darius Slay took to his podcast to express that he is indeed nervous before apologizing to Brazil on Twitter. And the texter notices the same thing I did. What y'all don't know is the Eagles players were excited until a recent team meeting. Someone scared them at that meeting, LOL. Both A.J. Brown and Darius Slay did talk about getting a list of don't do's while you're down there. And I could see where they probably don't get handed that when they're getting ready to go play a game in Dallas. You know, like they're
right.
Or Miami, you know.
Look, you travel to any foreign country, it's, you know, you got to be smart about what you can and can't do before you go there. If it's not, you know, if they've got a high crime rate. And maybe guys hadn't really considered that. I find it hilarious because I've had so many fond memories of sitting in the back of airplanes as guys showed me videos of why they're so excited about going to Carnival.
Right.
They never got briefed by a security expert before they went, and yet they came back alive.
Right.
With no security detail or whatsoever. It's just, as far as the safety side, because I know we had at least one listener who's all disgruntled because he doesn't think that the NFL should be trying to do any business with Brazil. Whatever, fine. Save it for your geopolitical discussion. As far as the safety side of things, they've played a bunch of games in Mexico City.
Yeah.
Mexico City has a lot of the same problems from a crime standpoint that Sao Paulo does. They've done this before, largely without incident. I think one of the biggest incidents that I can remember was which coaching staff was it where was it Kansas City? No, it was Arizona, the Cardinals. One of the coaches allegedly harassed somebody while they were there.
I don't know,
Americans behaving badly that's been more of an issue for the NFL than for anything else. So I think the Eagles did the smart thing, which was they tried to put a good scare into the players about not acting like idiots when they went there. And maybe some took it very much to heart.
Yeah, obviously.
About the potential warnings.
Clearly.
Try sending a daughter to college.
Yeah,
all right,
exactly.
Darius Slay. That's
exactly.
When you be a young woman going to college and talk to her about the speech their father gave them about just how evil all men are.
That's right.
See how you wouldn't have gone off to college if you got that speech.
Here are the don't do's when you go to college. Yes. D'Amico Ryans, prepping for the Colts. How do you prep for the Colts when there's so little film out there on Anthony Richardson? And one huge, huge, huge positive yesterday for the Texans. We'll tell you what that is coming up next.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.